And I have as my special guest, Luke Frey, Communications Director, Better Business Bureau for the state of Connecticut. And we are going to talk about something that young people, everybody enjoys if they play sports, and that is the scam-free football season. That's what we're going to talk about this morning. Luke, good morning, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Brad. How are you?
I am absolutely fine. You know something? When I got a hold of this, I said, wow. I said, this is really something. And when I found out 35,000 inquiries nationwide about event ticket sales, and I think this is a great subject that we can chat about for a little while this morning. Now, how does this this tip program for scam-free football, how does that work?
Sure. So just like you were talking about, we have a lot of inquiries every year about event ticket sales. And unfortunately, this time of year, it's happening to people who are buying tickets to whether it's NFL games, college games, NCAA games, since a lot of consumers enjoy going to sporting events in the fall. So BBB sort of has a playbook of how you can purchase some tickets safely. I know consumers are also buying apparel as well, so we also have a couple tips on that. So our top one is be careful buying your tickets in general. So if you're going to an NFL game, make sure you're using the NFL ticket website or an official site of the team you are trying to go see. If you are going to a college game, make sure you're buying from that school's box office, since that's usually your safest bet when purchasing tickets. If all the tickets are sold out and you really have to go to that game, though, and you have to use that third-party site, we encourage you to check BBB.org or check around online and just make sure no one else has had any issues purchasing tickets from that site. We also see prize scams rise this time of year as well. So if you have a random phone call, piece of mail, or email saying you've won free tickets and a trip to the Super Bowl in 2019 or a huge NCAA game, you shouldn't get too excited. So you just have to really make sure that you have actually won a prize. Sometimes these prize scams will usually ask you to pay ahead of time for any taxes or fees with your prize. And if you've won an actual sweepstakes, you won't have to pay anything. When it comes to buying apparel as well, make sure you're shopping through that official NFL site or your team's website. When it comes to college, make sure you're ordering from that school's bookstore or any site authorized to sell their apparel. I know every time I've bought a jersey or any piece of apparel for a team, it usually has those tags on it that have the holograms that will say NCAA or NFL apparel. So that will just really make sure you're buying a high-quality item that won't have loose threads, or we've even seen people order non-authentic apparel that could be spelled wrong. It could have the wrong colors. The fonts and logos could be switched around. So it's always good to keep that in mind as well. Our last tip really is don't post the ticket on your social media. So if you post a picture of your ticket that you've bought, you're so excited for that game you're going to, it's your first NFL game or your first college football game, and you post a picture of those tickets, unfortunately, scammers can use that. So scammers can take a picture of that barcode off of your ticket if you post it online. So they could unfortunately sell fraudulent tickets from the one that you paid money for.
Well, I'll tell you, Luke, this is the reason that I wanted you on the program. And I picked this up from a young fella who had lost a ticket. And then he found out that somebody had stolen his ticket. So
wow.
I said, let's get in. So, of course, Better Business, you guys are on top of it, I didn't realize it was such a big issue, to tell you the truth, but I guess it is.
Yes, we see a lot of inquiries every year of people having problems with either buying fraudulent apparel or buying fraudulent tickets online. And the issues really come about whenever these games are sold out and people are kind of scrambling to get that last-minute ticket and sometimes paying an outrageous price for a ticket that's not even real. So we always try to send out and educate consumers and give you these tips so that if you're trying to take your family or your friends to a game, you do it and you don't have any issues.
Well, again, I thank you, and it's a first step, and we'll be talking again as we do. I try to get once a month so that we can get all this information for our listeners. You have no idea the number of calls that I get. That people just don't know what to do with certain things. So that's the reason that we appreciate what you do for us. So thanks for being with me this morning.
Yes, you're welcome. Thanks for having me on.